And I believe, Sarge, that there's often a book called Chief that you swore up and down that you was going to read about a social and psychopath by the name of Daryl Francis Gates, who stated that all casual drug users need to be taken out and shot. Then he might as well go start with his son, who was one of the biggest dope fiends in Los Angeles County. Daryl Gates gets up there and says before the U.S. Congress, well, the reason why blacks died of charcoal is because their ventricle veins do not reopen up in their neck as in normal people. Okay. Well, we got somebody shouting profanities in the back. You know what I'm saying? Okay, they welcome to join in the conversation as well too.
Boy, or whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, bring it on, boy.
I'm Darkside Phil.
Yeah, okay, all right, bring it on, boy. What's on your mind, man? All right, bring it on, boy. What's on your mind, man? You can talk, too.
It's obvious you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about shit that I read, man. I'm not talking about shit that I heard. I'm talking about shit that I have lived through, sir.
I don't
Please continue.
Believe you.
I don't care the fuck, man. Okay, bring it on, boy. Okay, let me see here. I see we got the eject button going on. Okay, bring it on, boy. Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I don't care.
Okay, bring it on, boy, says he's not on the phone. Okay, tell you what, check this out, man. If you don't care and you don't believe what we're talking about, man, why don't you just hang up the goddamn phone? How about that?
What?
Motherfucker, you heard me? Shit. Excuse my language, man. Shit, I didn't got it. No, shit. Take your phone and shove it up your ass, man, along with your ketchup and say you're menstruating, trick.
Shut up.
No, you're not going to tell me to shut the fuck up. No, I run this shit here. Me and Brother Che run it here. No, you're not going to tell me shit. You're welcome to hang up the phone, sir. Brother, okay, you hit the eject button?
Yeah.
Good. Fuck him, man. I hate to have to talk like that. I really do. Okay, I really do. I have never went on nobody's podcast because me and Joe Gibson has been on each other's podcast. We had knockdown dragouts to quote you, Joe, but we have never disrespected each other like that.
No, that's correct.
Yeah. And please excuse my language, ladies, and for those of you out there listening, okay, we're not going to put up, you know, with nonsense. We're trying to have a constructive conversation. Okay, Bring It On Boy says, why do I assume it's him? Okay, well, what I was doing, Bring It On Boy, I was going down the checklist right here, okay, and I didn't see your name tagged on anything. So if it was not you, I do apologize. Okay, you see what I'm saying? All right, but that individual, that troll that called in, you know what I'm saying? Fine, he's welcome to call in, you know, once again as well, too, you see? But, you know, as long as we have some type of say that again, Joe.
Talk some sense, though, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can come up here and talk bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, ladies. Yeah, say what I'm saying. Okay, and we got a caller from 909. Oh,
can you repeat the question? Because all that time you've been talking, you didn't answer my question. You believe that the critical race theory is a legal principle that requires a race-conscious attitude to law enforcement. It requires it. Do you believe that should be implemented nationwide?
Yes, sir, I do. For the safety. Okay. For the safety, Sarge, of black people who are pulled over by...
I don't believe you.
Why do you
Say, man, I don't know who the hell you are talking about, man. Go back to your bong. Go back to your damn fentanyl, man. You know, go take a lie and fuck with a rolling donut, man. Get your ass up out of here. We ain't putting up with that shit. You know,
all
excuse
right,
my
guys,
language.
Guys, let me express this so we can make clear that what the proponents of critical race theory believe. What I'm
Sarge, I hate to put it to you like this right here. When your black ass was born, man, and had you would have been born in 1800s, man, you would have been a slave. Now, hold your thoughts, Sarge. Hold your thoughts, Sarge, because we got two unknown callers here that got their hands up.
And you keep getting in the time machine. You keep getting in the time machine and going back to the past. You refuse to live in the past.
Sarge. Okay, Sarge, going back to tradition is the first step forward. Okay, unknown caller, you had your hand up. Okay, your mic is on muted. Please. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Okay, unknown caller. Okay, your mic is on muted.
I suck so fucking bad at this.
Okay, so you're going to have to speak more clearly.
Get the hell out of here, dude.
Oh, man, he's got a lot of background. Okay, he can comment in the chat room. Okay.
He don't want me to finish. I just showed you that even within their specific voting block, when you press them and ask them what they're really trying to accomplish, they immediately go to individualism and start talking about, well, I'm not
we're not collecting bees. We don't live in a hive. We don't live in a hive. You guys do. You guys are like little bumblebees or ants.
It's a non-strategy.
We don't live in a hive. We don't believe in a great big collection.
I just exposed it.
What answer me, Woody?
See how he proudly he is to be a lemon? He's proud of being a lemon. I'm not proud of being a lemon. I don't want to be a lemon. He does.
Please don't nobody hang up. We are in overtime right now. Please continue, okay? Please nobody hang up. We are in overtime, and I think we got about 15 minutes. Okay, so gentlemen, please continue, and then after you gentlemen finish your discussion, then we're going to go with the closing comments. Okay, Sarge, now what do you think about the heavyweight champion in 1967 who refused induction into the U.S. military? You know who I'm talking about, Sarge.
Well, of course I do. We talked about him many times.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
your point?
My point is this here, Sarge. Okay, when a heavyweight champion had raised the conscious level of young black youth of doing something positive, doing right by your family, doing right by your children, you know what I'm saying? And he projected a clean image publicly. What he did in his private life, man, don't know, don't care, but I appreciated the positive black male image that he had projected publicly, because Sarge, as you know, down here at 855 South Michigan Avenue, that you have passed many times on Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Hello,
Ebony.
Hello, Reverend CP. Wake up.
Dude, stop with trolling.
It's obvious you don't know what you're talking about.
Man, who is this chick, man? Show him the goddamn door, man. I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Shit. Motherfucker, I'm over 60 years old. I didn't make it this far being a goddamn idiot, and excuse my language, you know? I don't know what I'm talking about. Chick, please. Talk about something to you if you know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, why doesn't he talk about what he knows about rather than telling you what you don't know about?
Okay, but Sarge, this is it, though. I'm always open for knowledge, Sarge. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we always want to raise
ignorance.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to understand what is the point of being accusatory to someone else if they don't know what they're talking about, and the person who does it doesn't contribute what they know about. That seems a little bit odd, don't you think?
Okay, Sarge. Okay, we got trolls. We've been doing this podcast for 8 years, man, and you, Sarge, have been with us for at least 5 that I know of, man, and we've heard everything on here. You know what I'm saying? Some dude coming up here, man, talking about his gay rights. Some dude going up there talking about gun rights, except for black folks. You see what I'm saying? And then old John Edgar Hoover, you know who he was, who ran the FBI, who had stated that the Black Panther Party was a threat to national security when they were exercising their Second Amendment rights, okay? It's because the public had a right to be free away from police brutality, Sarge. Come on now.